All right, now, time to bring in a good friend of Robin Hood Radio, and that is Tino Galluzzo, the White Gallery in Lakeville, Connecticut. Good morning, Tino.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you today?
I'm absolutely fine. Had a great evening in Falls Village last night with the antique motor cars and also the nice crowd. They had a nice little party in between 5 and 7. So I'm rip-raring ready to go into a big weekend. And you, my friend, opened up a new show last weekend, which is running at the White Gallery, A Summer State of Mind.
Yes, we did. And by the way, we all enjoyed the cars in Lakeville as they raced through yesterday evening. We were sitting in front of the gallery watching them go by. There were some beautiful cars.
All right. Now, speaking about beautiful, you got some beautiful stuff hanging on your walls.
Well, thank you. What we decided that we want, you know, summer, we feel summer has become more and more fleeting here in the northwest corner. And so we thought we would do a show that wouldn't be summer, but it would have hints of summer, hints of the transition into our next season, et cetera. We call it A Summer State of Mind. It features 9 artists from the tri-state area. 3 of them absolutely new to the gallery. That was fun. Finding new artists is always a great deal of fun. And the compilation of all of these artists on our 2 floors is really very, very interesting to look at and something we feel like it has a media for everyone. There's photography, there's oil, there's watercolor, there's fabric. Really a quite interesting show, Marshall.
Yeah, well, when I was looking at the show, you're right. There's sculpture, painting, photography, mixed media, and also it's all new pieces that even people that have come to your gallery before, this is all brand new for them, which is nice because not only does it bring in new people to the gallery to see the new pieces, but your standard fare of people which like to come back and peruse and keep track of your artists.
That's absolutely correct. I think the only piece in the show that we've ever shown before is that we have Avery Danziger's iconic photograph of Harlan Valley Wingdale, only because, well, first of all, it's absolutely phenomenal, but there's been a lot of people that have asked about it, and we thought that that would bring back memories of people driving back and forth, you know, to New York City during the summer. Most of the other pieces, all the other pieces are pieces that we've never shown before, and they're absolutely interesting. They're beautiful. It's fun. One of the things that we learned at the opening is that, you know, a lot of the conversations were about, you know, how certain pieces reminded them of certain parts of being in the northwest corner in the summer, and we felt good about that. That's really what we wanted to accomplish.
Now, the show we're talking about at the White Gallery is A Summer State of Mind, which runs through October 27th. And what's kind of cool with your last couple of shows, this show and the one before that, the show before that, the Helen Cantrell, titled A Sense of Place, and it's kind of cool that you go from A Sense of Place to A Summer State of Mind, the way you're putting the shows together like that.
Well, you know, it is. It's easier. It is easy to put up a show and call it the show.
Yeah.
You know, what we try to do and what we have been trying to do the last few years is capture what we were trying to capture curating the show. Remember, the show is all about the art. It's all about the artist up on the wall. Our job is to present it in the best way possible that people will be attracted to it. And secondly, to create a mood that will bring people in to see and enjoy what's up on the wall. So we're pretty happy. This show, an absolutely surprising opening. We were quite overwhelmed with the number of people that came to the opening. And on a night, by the way, Marshall, that there were 2 or 3 other activities, major activities going on around our area. So art does still draw. Art is still a means by which the community comes together and enjoys itself as a community.
Well, I think, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because I was thinking, I rode by that night and I was... all your openings seem to get bigger and bigger. I was really surprised. You're right. There was a lot of stuff going on that night, and yet people took 2 hours out of their day to meet the artist and to see the opening of the show.
I think it is a tribute to to the artist. I think it's a tribute to the quality of the art that is generated here in the Northwest Corner. And many, many people did come on their way or back from events. Maybe they thought they were going to stay for 5 minutes, but we found that a lot of people stayed a fairly long time. They enjoyed the show. There were a lot of questions about the new artist, which I think, you know, we introduced Hannah Young. We introduced Jeffrey Newman to the gallery, although he is well known in the corner. And we introduced a wonderful young photographer, Nadia Block. They were all there. They were all, you know, enjoying interacting and talking about their work, et cetera. It was really what an opening should be. It was quite exciting, and I am so thrilled at the response that the community has to the artwork that we put up on the walls. It's a wonderful tribute.
We're speaking with Tino Galluzzo of the White Gallery. And, Tino, you have to sit there and you have to kind of smile. I know I remember when you first opened up the gallery, and I remember people saying, well, art galleries in Lakeville, Connecticut. But you take a look at Lakeville now with your gallery and with everything else that's gone on, and really it has changed the whole vibe in Lakeville over the past, I'll say, what, 7 to 10 years?
Yeah, it has been interesting. You know, we're there. Judith is there at Argosy. We're completely different galleries. We have a different vibe, a different, you know, different approach, but we're both still there, and I think what the Lakeville Community Conservancy has done with the parks has
amazing.
Been amazing. People drive by and see the beautiful flowers and you know, take a look and say, gee, maybe I'll stop in this little community. And, you know, Community Field has been spruced up a bit. It is. I'm hoping that it's the beginning of a wonderful, and I won't say revival, because I think we've always been vibrant in Lakeville, but perhaps introduction to a community that has a lot to offer, not to mention, you know, we have art, we have fine dining, we have wonderful interior designers. It's a great little place.
And you have something else that's really important, parking and ease of access.
Yeah, that's something, you know, we really should talk about that more, but yeah, we have parking for about 50 cars in between ourselves and Borden's parking lot, and then we have parking across the street at the post office, and there is some on-street parking, not as much as we would like, but yes, it is. The access is easy.
So, you know, it really is a whole different scene in Lakeville, and it's nice to see Lakeville and Salisbury both prospering, and like I said, the great thing about the White Gallery is the art, and it's right there opposite. It's almost like a centerpiece now of Main Street in Lakeville, the gallery, where you couldn't say that before, but you can say that now because there's so many other businesses that revolve around that now, around the art galleries, as a matter of fact, that it really is an amazing change. That's it seems overnight, but it hasn't been overnight.
No, Marshall, it's been since 2002.
I know really well because that's when we started Tri-State Public Communications.
I do recall you broadcasting from our gallery for the Blue and Gold at the White and several other events. It was an amazing time.
Well, we've got a Summer State of Mind, which is open now and runs through October 27th. And your hours, once again, remind people the hours that you're open and where they can contact you if they want to see it by privately.
All information can always be gotten at www.thewhitegalleryart.com. You can call us at 860-435-1029. Our hours for the fall are Friday to Sunday from 11 to 4. And actually, Marshall, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to be open Saturdays evenings until 8 o'clock. We want to see if we can pick up some of the traffic that goes to our wonderful restaurants.
I think that's a great idea. And I think, by the way, for people that go to restaurants and even might have a 15 or 20 minute wait, guess what? It's not too bad just to walk across the street or down the street and look at a little bit of art.
Yes, I guarantee that it'll be interesting for sure.
Tino, thanks for getting up once again a little early this morning.
Marshall, thank you. Thank you guys for everything that you do for our communities.
All right. Have a great holiday weekend.
You too, my friend. Bye-bye.
Take care. Tino Galuzzo, the White Gallery on Main Street in Lakeville, A Summer State of Mind, running now through October 27th, thewhitegalleryart.com on the web.